Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Chav Ches. We are up to Sif Chav Dalud, the second to last line on page Kuf Samech Vav. We're about to turn on to page 332. The Mechaber says in Sif Chav Dalud, Nosnim Ola Al Gabe Makab Shabbos. You can place a leaf on top of a wound on Shabbos. She'eno elo kem b'shamra, because all the leaf does is protects it, it guards it. Chutz mi'ale gefonim she'em l'refua. The exception is grape leaves, because they have healing properties, so that is usher because of refua. The Rama says, ve'ein nosnein gemi ala maka shu mirape. You also can't put gemi, reed grass, on top of a wound, because that also heals. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan ayin tes, chutz mi'ale gefonim, it's lav dafka ala gefonim. Any leaves that are known to have healing properties are usser. Siv katan pei. The Rama said you can't place gemi on the maka as well. So ayin bel yirabe the mitzade de ein chiluk be gemi ben lach lo yovish. The yirabe leans to say that there's no chiluk within the gemi whether it is moist or dry. The chen mashma bir agro ayin shom. The ayin b'shabes kuf yudeis b'rashi di b'maskel shekol di mash mishom di gemi yovesh muktza nami havi. There it's mashma that a gemi that is dry is also muktza. So besides the problem you have of refua, you have a problem of muktza. Achnu chalomer d'hocha mayri shechinu l'kach mi bodyom. But we could say what we're discussing over here is where you prepared it from before Shabbos and therefore it takes it out of the status of muktza. V'afilu hachi aser, still it's going to be aser because of refua. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Chavhei. Ritia. Now before we go on, let's see the Bir Halacha. What exactly is this Ritia that we're going to discuss? Hi chaticha shel beged. It's a piece of a garment. She poshten olav hamashicha loseis osa al hamaka. It's some kind of bandage that you smear some kind of cream on it to put it on the wound. So it's some kind of medicated bandage. So the Mechaber Paskins Ritia shenofla me'al gabe hamaka al gabe karka. Lo yachzirena. So you have this bandage with some medication on it, and it falls off of the wound on Shabbos onto the ground. You're not allowed to put it back on. But nafla al gabe kli yachzirena. But if it fell down onto a kli, it didn't go all the way down to the ground, so then you are allowed to return it. The al yedei enu yehudi mutter lanich afilu bitchila. And if it's through a guy, you're allowed to place it on even initially. So not only if it fell down to the ground can the guy put it back, but even the first time the guy can put it on. The Rama says, "Umutel omer leino yehudi lasos ritia al maka o chabura." You're allowed to tell a guy to actually make the ritia, to put the cream on. We'll see that's more chomer. You can make the ritia on the maka or the chabura. Va'asr litein aloha efer mikla. But you're not allowed to place on a wound efer mikla, ashes, the mirape, because they heal. Ki'im al yidei enu yehudi, unless again, it is through a goy. So says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan pe'al of lo yachziren, if it fell down to the floor, you can't return the ritia. The reason is, shema yimareach al gaba lahachlik hagumo sheishba. Because since there is some kind of cream there reward, you might smear it around in order to smooth it out, and you'll fill in the holes. Umeruach ritia melocha da'oraisihi. And this smearing out of the cream on the ritia is an issur daraisa, mishum shehu bechlal memachik. That would be the issur daraisa of memachik. Aval mishum shrikas hamemonim leka lemigzer. However, normally refuah is usur because of exera that you might come to grind up the herbs to make the medicines. Over here, that's not nogeya. It's not going to be placed for that kind of exera. Kevan dahayu me'esmol ilavei. That's because it was already on before. That's only when you're doing a new medication. So we have that exera. Here we don't have that exera, but we have this other problem that you might come to shmira, which would be a daraisa. Therefore, it falls to the ground. You cannot return it. Sivkotan pebeis, but if it only fell onto a kli, the Mechaber says, then you can return it to the wound. Dikohuchluko haritia mimakom adami. If it falls onto a kli, it's as if the bandage just moved out of its place. De'bevadai muter la'zira al-makomba, where for sure you're allowed to move it back to its place. Ukesha machzira, and when you return this bandage that fell down to the kli, back to the wound, lo yagdena b'shabes b'kesha shalkayama, make sure you don't tie it on with any kind of permanent knot, ela baniva, rather with a bow. This is all when the ritia fell off on its own. That's when you can put it back on when it fell onto a kli. Aval im hesira b'miskavin. But if you took it off with kavona, you intended to take it off. Aser lahazir, you're not allowed to put it back on. V'yesh cholkin u'atirim. Some say if you took it off with intent, you can put it back on. V'efsher zotach avaschem. It could be dikeshe hesira al manas l'sakein. That if you took it off, having in mind to put it back on and fix it up, yesh lismoch alay lahokil. You can rely on the more lenient shita that says when you take it off on purpose, you can, yes, put it back on. Sifkatan pe gimel. We said that through a goy, you are allowed to put the retia on even the first time. Umayri kishahoya ktsas chola ayyamaka. The only way you can ask the goy to put the retia on for the first time on Shabbos is if the person was a little bit sick through the makkah. The ihoya rak mechush ba'alma, if he only had a little bit of a pain, a little mechush, afilu aidei in a Yehudi aser, then it's going to be aser even to have it done through a goy. The kanal bereish simen zeh, like we learned in the beginning of the simen, to ask a goy to do anything, you need to have at least a miktsas choli, not only a mechush ba'alma. Then the Ramah said, you could tell the goy to actually make the retia, which is more chamer, because he's putting the cream on the bandage. Says the Mishabura, what Salomar means to say, af al gav, even though das siyas retia hu melacha daraisa shel mamachik, even though putting the cream on the bandage is an isa daraisa mamachik, afilu hachi mutter al yedei eno yehudin, you can still ask a guy to do it, but again, aval ze eno mutter kiim kishachola kol gufo al yedei amaka. Here that you're asking the guy to do a daraisa, it has to be that he's mamish sick, not just that he has miktsas choli, it has to be that he is chola b'kol gufo, because of the makkah, like we learned earlier in Sif Yud Zayin in the Ramah. O sheyesh bo sakonas eiver, or at the very least, he has a sakonas eiver. The irak miktsas chola, if he's only a little bit, not feeling well, eino mutter lasos melocha daraisa al yidei eno yehudi, you can't ask a guy to do a malacha daraisa. So miktsas chola, you can ask him to do the derabanan, which is to put on the retia, but you can't ask him to do a daraisa, which is to create the retia, unless it is a higher level chola that he's chola b'kol gufo. Sifkatan pehe is going to the Ramah that says you can't put the efer mikla on the wound because it's healing. After hu rak isa derabanan, even though it's only an isa derabanan, mikomokom aidei yisrael atzmo aser below shinui. However, for Yisrael to do it is going to be aser without any kind of shinui. Afilu im chola kol gufo, even if his whole body is sick. Kevan chu chola sheim bo sakana. Since he's a chola sheim bo sakana, and the Shaar Tzion says in Nuntes, Vatzalomer sheim bo afilu sakana sever. He has no sakana to his guf. He doesn't even have sakana sever. So even though he's sick, but he can't go ahead and do an isa d'rabbanon, like we learned earlier in Sif Yuzayin Lufim Ad-Masik HaShulchan Aruch Sham, like that third shita that said it would have to be done with a shinui. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Chavov, Migalek Tzas Retia U'mekanea Piyamaka. You can reveal part of the retia, lift it up a little bit, and wipe down the wound on that part. V'chozer u'megalek tzasa hasheni u'mekancha. Then you can put that down, lift up the other side, and clean out under that part of the retia. U'retia atzma lo yekanach. But you can't wipe down the retia itself. Mipnei shehu mimareach. That would be the iser of mimareach. No mishabura on that sif, says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Chav Zayin. Makosh en israpa, a wound that was already healed, so it's most of the way healed, nosin aleha retia, then you are allowed to place on it a retia. She'enu elokim mishamra, then really all it's doing is guarding, it's protecting. Says the Mishabura Sif Kadam Pevav, v'lo chai shinin sheyovo lidei shchika samamonim liruach. We're not worried you're going to come to grind up herbs to make the medicine. We're not worried you're going to shmir any cream. She'enu bol kolkach achashin esrapa. You're already healed. He's just doing a little extra protection, so we have none of these concerns of why we normally would answer it. Therefore, the Mechaber says the retia is mutter. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Siv Chav Ches, Hamefesh Shchin B'Shabbos. One who is popping a shchin, a boil, on Shabbos, or popping a pimple, kedei laharchiv piyamaka, in order to widen the opening of the wound, kederach shayrofim osim, the way doctors do it, shehem miskavnim berefua laharchiv piyamaka, they intend for refua purposes to widen the mouth of the maka, hareza chay misha maka bepatish, that would be an issa daraisa of maka bepatish, opening up a wound to keep it open would be maka bepatish issa daraisa, shezohi melechas harofe, that is the melacha that a doctor normally does, that is forbidden. But if you're only popping that boil or that pimple to get the pus out that is inside, that is mutter. So if you're doing it to make the opening wide, that's an issur d'oraisa makabapatish. You're doing it just to get out the pus, that is going to be mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Pei Zayin. Hamefishchin, hainu shemevakeya osa, you're splitting open this boil. Sifkadna peches goes on the tzad of the mechaber where it's mutter. If you're only doing it to get out the pus, you're popping a pimple to get out the pus, that is mutter. Ve'eno choshesh im tachzor v'tisto miyad. You just want the pus out, you don't care that the opening you're making to get the pus out closes up right away. You do not care about the opening whatsoever. That is mutter. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'tov lasos ayidei in a Yehudi. Even though it's mutter, it's better to have a goy do it. Because lemaisa, it's hard to figure out what your own intentions are. Maybe you really do have a little bit of kavana for the opening. So therefore, even though it's mutter, if your kavana is really to get the pus out, but to be safe, it's better to ask a goy. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, mutter litol akotz b'machat. You're allowed to take out a splinter with a needle. Ubelvad sheizor shelo yotzi dam. But you have to be careful that you don't get out any blood. The Ovid Chabura, taking out some blood while getting the splinter out, would be making a Chabura. The Aftuhum Mekalkel, even though you're doing a destructive act of making yourself bleed, Mikomokom Osrhu Lukuyama Lamaisa, according to everyone, even Mekalkel would be Osr Midrabonim. The Aftu Bishchin Hitiru Istadrabonim Mishum Tzara, and even though, as we see in this Sif, that when it comes to a boil, we do allow an Issa Derabbanan of opening the pimple, as we'll see, because of Tsar, Ukidla Kameh, Hach over here, getting out the splinter, Kevon De'efshir Lahotzia Kotz Beliotzazdam, since you are able to get the splinter out without taking out any blood, Ein Lavor Isura Bechli, you shouldn't be over the Issa for no reason, the splinter can be gotten out, or at least likely gotten out without blood, so be careful, try not to take out any blood. So even though we do Matir sometimes an Issa Derabbanan, like we're discussing in this Sif, you could pop the pimple to get out the pus. That is because there's no other way to do it without doing the Derabbanan. But over here, there's another Eitzah, so you should be careful not to do the Derabbanan. Sif Katan Pei Tes, Mimena Halecha. We said to pop the pimple to get out the pus is mutter. Vafilu im yesh dom gam kein shoma im alecha mutter. Even if in the pimple there is pus together with blood that's really outside the body, it's just sitting there in the pimple, that is also mutter. The osa hadom valecha shekonu shom, that blood and that pus that's gathered there, ein bo mishum chabura, there's no isra of chabura, it's out of the body already. V'rak yizor shelo yitcho kamaka lohotzi dam mechodosh. You have to be careful that you don't push it too much to get out any blood that's still inside the body. So it's a little fine line. Even if there's dam there, there's no problem with taking out the dam as long as it was bundled up there outside the skin. But to start pushing over there by the wound to get out more blood, that's for sure going to be an isser. Sivkotan tzadi, we said, I raise the mutter. So popping the pimple to get out the pus is mutter. V'afagav d'memeilanasa pesach. Even though, lemaisa, when you get out the pus, you are making an opening. Melacha she'ein tzarech legufahi. That's called a melacha she'ein tzarech legufahi. You don't need the opening. V'havei derabbanan, and therefore it is only downgraded to an issa derabbanan. U'bemakom tzar lo gazru. And in a place of tzar, the pimple hurts you, they would not go to this derabbanan, and therefore you're allowed to take out the blood, take out the pus. V'afilu l'man de'omer de melacha she'ein tzarech legufahi chayiv. And even according to the Rambam, who holds a malacha she'en tzor l'gufa is actually a chiv d'oraisa. So you can't say b'makom tzar they weren't gozer, it's a d'oraisa. Kam ken yesh shloma, you could also say, t'kesha'usa rak l'hotzi alecha, when you're taking the pimple and you're popping it just to get out the pus, ain't a gemar malacha, that is not the gemar malacha. V'efshar lova lidei chiv makom patish, it's impossible to get the makom patish if your intention is just to get out the pus, you're not making a real opening, and therefore, even the Rambam, who says malacha shein etzrich legufa is the araisa, it would be mutter in this case. It's not a malacha. It's pasha, not a malacha. You're not making an opening that would be makab apatish, that would be a malacha when you're only opening it to get out the pus. V'osan sheyesh lahem neke bazroa. Those peoples that have holes in their arms. Shekorin aftura. It's some kind of hole they make in the arm to drain it out. So it's a hole that you want in the arm. Im nistam hanekev tzas. If the hole starts to close up a little bit, tzarech ian im mutter litein besocho kitnio shepasuach. It needs investigation if you're allowed to put inside some kind of beans to keep it open, or to open it more. Tahocha vadai kavanoso sheishar pasuach. On the one hand here, for sure you want it to be open. It's an opening in your arm. The doctors put it there and you're putting the bean there to open it more, so that might be a problem. Or maybe we say, no, once it's open already, so it's okay just keeping it open, even if you're widening it a little more. The same thing is true if you have a hole by a wound, shekfar niftach v'nistam ktsas, that it was already open and it started closing a little bit. So same question, gam kein tzarachin b'chiyagavna, it also needs investigation in such a case, in mutter liftach od b'shabbos, if you can open it further on Shabbos. From the language of the Mechaber over here, it's mashma, even if there was a hole before and you come to widen it, it's aser. Because again, the lashon of the Mechaber was, if it's kedei laharchiv piyamaka, if you're widening the mouth of the maka, it's aser. So the mashmo says, even if it was open a little bit and you're just widening it more, it's going to be aser. Uratiya mutter liten al haftura, but a bandage, uratiya, you are allowed to place on this hole in the arm. Kemosha kosav siv chavzayim, like we saw in siv chavzayim. Meaning, just like in siv chavzayim, we said a maka that it's already starting to heal. So you're not anxious to start making medicine or shmir. See here also, placing this ratia on the hole in the arm, so it already has the mahalach of healing, so we're not worried over there as well. However, ubesefer ravon mashma da osu liten alei ratia, that ravon is mashma that it's also placed on a ratia, umutter lekancha ulahotzi lecha shebesocho, but you can wipe it and take out the pus from inside of it. But if you know that by wiping it to get out the pus, you're also going to be pulling out some blood. Obviously, you should not wipe it out on Shabbos because you'll be drawing blood. The psik ratio, that would be a psik ratio. But you can replace the garment that was covering it with another garment, and that will be your bandage. Because if you're not going to exchange the bandages, it's going to start smelling. The gadol kavod abrios and greatest kavod abrios, that we're not worried about the fact that you're putting a new bandage on the wound because the other one is going to start smelling, and that is a lacking in kavod abrios. Figam yesh lo tzar mizeh, also you are in pain. V'ayin lekamon sif memches v'mashik asadnu shav v'mishabura, look later on at sif memches, what we're going to write there in the mishabura. V'osr locho shchin, it's osr to scratch a boil, shal yedei hachikuch motzi dom shenivla babasar. Through scratching a boil, you're taking out blood that was absorbed in the flesh. V'eino dome lelecha v'dom shehitarnuhu la'el b'sivkotan peites lahotzi. It's not similar to the case that we discussed before, where you have the pus inside the pimple, and there's dam inside that pimple with the pus together, you're allowed to take it out. The hasamukanas, like we said before, that's because it's all gathered outside the body, and that's why it's mutter. Masha'enkein bedam shenivla babasa, which is not the case when you're going to be scratching a boil and taking out blood that's absorbed in the flesh. That is going to be aser. We'll stop here and continue next time, Mitzvah Hashem, with Siv Choftes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.